It's my pleasure to welcome to WNTA 16th District Republican Congressman Don Manzullo. Good morning. How are you?
How are you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Did you buy that station wagon to fill it up with kids?
Working on it. Working on it. Don, Evan Bayh announced yesterday that he would not run for re-election in Indiana. He said, quote, "There is much too much partisanship and not enough progress, too much narrow ideology and not enough practical problem solving." Your thoughts?
Well, I think he's had it with the liberal leadership in the House and the Senate. I mean, he comes in with sometimes conservative to moderate proposals and he's shut out. And so he just figures, you know, life is short. I noticed his two boys must be about 12 and 14. And he figures he can spend time with them as they go through high school, working at a not-for-profit or running to college or do something else, perhaps at an oppressive think tank that can impact public policy and public opinion and the shape of the nation better than his position now. He just had it.
You've been on Capitol Hill since the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. 1993.
Is the level of partisanship as bad as it's ever been, and if so, how come?
There are several ways to look at it. I worked for John D. Anderson when I went to school out there from 1964 to 67 and saw a completely different Congress. What's happened, Ken, is with the advent of the jet aircraft, now it's a commuting Congress. I mean, members commute from California, for example, come into Washington for votes and fly back on the weekends. And when people don't take the time to get to know each other, everything is a brawl. And I think that's what's happened. So if you, you know, it's as if you're in a club and you only see each other, you know, for an hour or two a week, or maybe, you know, I'm just talking about an example, social club, but you really don't know the people. And then an issue comes up. First thing you do is you take a look at somebody else and say, "I don't think they are where I am." And so when you don't know people, things don't get done. I mean, I've had perhaps a unique perspective because I do so much work on manufacturing. And in a sense, I've been sheltered from the harsh partisanship that's taken place because, I mean, for example, the last term, which was the first time the Democrats had held the majority since the second term that I was in, since the first term that I was in Congress, we got more done on export controls, busting through years of problems with regulations and laws, and actually ended up changing an important provision of the Export Administration Act that's resulting in the export of billions of dollars worth of aircraft materials. That's jobs for us. So I come from a long tradition of starting in the House, working on a nonpartisan basis, taking a look at problems and trying to solve them, and not worrying about the political challenges and the political hatred that goes on among other members. But, you know, most Americans are just fed up with it.
Our guest is Congressman Don Manzullo. Our telephone number, by the way, should you have any questions or comments for the congressman, our phone number is 815, area code 874-8255. Don, there's an analysis in today's Chicago Sun-Times written by a gentleman named Ben Feller. President walking tightrope with message to upset public. Thrust into office on the veracity of hope, President Obama is trying to get himself on the right side of a remarkably different national sentiment these days, anger. Are you getting a lot of angry phone calls or hearing a lot of anger from your constituents, or at least frustration, Don?
I've heard that since 1993. I mean, that's why I ran for Congress, because I was upset. I didn't want to see my kids live in a country that makes all the decisions for my own children. And whenever you have an increasing government, a government that increases in size, it takes away from the individual the right to make decisions. But people are angry and people are upset, I think, because so many promises were made, unfortunately, by the candidate, and, you know, obviously by the one who won, that they simply cannot deliver on them. And then in the course of trying to deliver on those promises, people found out, for example, they don't want cap and trade, which unfortunately passed the House because it's a job killer. People don't want government-run health care, which unfortunately, again, passed the House. And they don't want these massive bailouts. And the so-called big, the real big stimulus bills were only 5 or 6% of the money actually put towards stimulus goes towards infrastructure. And people are upset because big government comes in, says we have an answer to all your problems, and simply cannot perform. So, of course, people are upset. They have every right to be.